Hello, this is Sunil Kankal here. We are going ahead with the chapter 5 about advanced software engineering. In this chapter 5, we will learn more about how do we make use of reuse of the software and try to apply the advanced engineering skills. A reuse based software engineering is a software engineering strategy where the development process is geared to reusing the existing software. The move to reuse based development has been in response to demands for lower software production and maintenance cost. So main criteria is how do you lower the software production and maintenance cost? So faster delivery of the system and increased software quality. So more and more companies see their software as a valuable asset. So they are promoting reuse to increase their return on software investment. The availability of reuse software has increased dramatically. The open source movement has meant that there is a huge reusable code base available at low cost. This may be in the form of program libraries or entire applications. There are many domain application systems available that can be tailored and adapted to the needs of specific company. So when you say tailor-made means it's most of the places the web-based softwares are available so that you are basically moving your model from client-server model to the web-based. So some large companies provide a range of reusable components for their customers. Standards such as web service standards have made it easier to develop general services and reuse them across a range of applications. So reuse software engineering is an approach to development that tries to maximize the reuse of existing software. The software units that are reused may be of radically different sizes. For example, application system reuse. The whole of the application system may be reused by incorporating it without changing into other system or by configuring the system for different customers. Alternatively, application families that have a common architecture but which are tailored for specific customers may be developed. So, component can be reused when you have a design, modular design. So this module based software that can be made of reuse, so that can lower the cost, and you need to have the dynamic library in terms of creating such modular blocks and making use of such modular blocks into different new application theories, and which is nothing but you can call it as a code free development. Means you need not to rewrite code, you need to just engage your blocks and make sure the application starts working. So components of application ranging in size from subsystems to single objects may be reused. For example, a pattern matching system developed as a part of a text processing system may be reused in a database management system, which is required by the banking industry. For example, when there's a pattern matching system, like they came out with a redacting system. So instead of pattern matching, you match a pattern, you locate a certain numeric digits, and that numeric digit you readapt. What is readapt is nothing but masking the digits, and you mask it permanently. So in some places you mask it temporarily, in some places you mask it permanently. Now this is the purpose you have been kept, because this is where your most of your identity information is protected and controlled, and only part of the identity information is kept for the verification and authentication. Now let us see how it is applied to the object and function reuse. Software components that implement a single function such as a mathematical function or an object class may be reused. Now this form of reuse based around standard libraries has been common for the past 40 years. Many libraries of functions and classes are freely available. You reuse the classes and functions in these libraries by linking them with the newly developed application code. So in areas such as mathematical algorithms and graphics, where a specialized expertise is needed to develop efficient objects and functions. This is particularly effective approach, but this requires a really good strategy, good engineering skills, good remembrance, and good and vast amount of library. Now where such libraries you really indicate you that okay, is this available? If available, immediately use it. If not available, redevelop it. So it depends upon how you keep a track about about the software systems, the modular blocks, and the reusable components which are in place. So, software systems and components are potentially reusable entities, but their specific nature sometimes means it is expensive to modify them for a new situation. It is not only expensive, but further to this thing is that in some cases it becomes like a malware or it's a malicious, like you use a code, but it has its own backdoor, and that backdoor may make you more vulnerable. So you need to be very careful in terms of adopting such kind of a ready-made modular open free softwares from the market. So complementary form of a reuse is concept reuse, where rather than reuse a software component, you reuse an idea, a way or working of an algorithm. So this concept may be useful in terms of rather than directly copying the software from the open source areas and then adopting it and making sure that your software is robust. If you want to have the robust, you need to have a good testing environment to test it and to ensure that such modulars or such reusable softwares doesn't have any kind of a backdoor. That is from the security point of view. The concept that you reuse is represented in an abstract notation. Example, a system model which does not include an implementation detail. It can therefore be configured and adapted for the range of situations. The concept reuse can be embedded in approaches such as design pattern, configurable system products, and a program generators. The advantage of reuse is saving a development cost. However, there are other advantages as listed below. So what are the other advantages in these such cases? So let us see the advantages, but also equally to the advantages, you will have the disadvantages. Increased dependability. So reuse software which has been tried and tested in working systems, designed in implementation faults, should have been found and fixed. In simpler terms, then the reduced process risk. The cost of existing software is already known, whereas the cost of development are always a matter of judgment. So this is an important factor for project management because it reduces the margin of error in project cost estimation. This is particularly true when relatively large software companies such as subsystems are reused. Now, effective use of specialist. Instead of doing the same work over and over again, application specialist can develop reusable software that encapsulates their knowledge. Standard compliance. So some standards such as user interface standards can be implemented as a set of a reusable components. For example, it means if menus in the user interface are implemented using reusable component, all applications present the same menu formats to users. The use of standard user interface improves dependability because user make fewer mistakes when presented with the familiar interface. Accelerated development. So bringing system to market as early as possible more often than overall development cost. So reusing software can speed up the system production because both development and validation time may be reduced. Another components are like in case of reuse, increased maintenance cost. Now if the source code of reuse software system or company is not available, their maintenance cost may be higher because the reused elements of the system may become increasingly incompatible with the system changes. This is kind of a disadvantage. Lack of tool support. Some software tools do not support the development with the reuse. So it may be difficult or impossible to integrate this tool with the component library system. The software process assumed by these tools may not take reuse into account. This is particularly true for tools that support embedded system engineering, less for object-oriented development tools. Now, many times there are some free softwares or reusable softwares available. They have lack of tool support, but then for such a tool support, they ask for or they demand for the payment. So if you make a payment for such areas, in that case, then your cost again depends on case to case basis, how much cost you can absorb. So it's kind of another cost risk. So this is another disadvantage, not invented here for a syndrome. Okay. So some software engineers prefer to rewrite components because they believe they can improve on them. So this is partly to do with the trust and partly to do with in the fact that writing original software is as seen as more challenging than reusing other people's software. So there is some kind of an innovation has to happen or some kind of a motivation can be given to the engineers that okay, in the first level they can use the reusable software, but parallelly they can start writing a source code in order to get a similar function over a period of time. So creating, maintaining and using a component library. So, populating a reusable component library and ensuring the software developers can use this library can be expensive. So development process has to be adapted to ensure the library is used. So you are again having a dependability. Finding, understanding, and adapt a reusable component. The software component has to be discovered in a library, understood, and sometimes adapted to work in new environment. Engineers must be reasonable confident of finding component before they include a component search as a part of a normal development cycle. So every kind of a reusable software has its own advantage and disadvantages. So I will give an example here is that during this complete development, in case if you are having a small piece of an application to be developed and you want to use a reusable software, you can go ahead and do it until unless you have a critical data in place. And whether it's a critical data is there or not, but try to make sure that the data which is integrated is not integrated to your homegrown application. So why you are saying homegrown? Because you are developing certain set of output. That set of output you can use it for your actual homegrown application. But when it is used, you need to move that infrastructure into a critical zone. In case this is infected with some malware, it will not be able to capture the data. So you have to protect your threats by using such reusable software. One example I can give, there was a good news in terms of Pegasus attack. So Pegasus attack, what happens, there are different kind of a theories in the market. One of the theories is that the Pegasus software, which are developed by the international companies, mostly from the Israel, they had developed this software over a long period of time, and they were trying to, and they had created a bug in terms of learning the total environment, and that learning, you know, they kept on capturing the things. And when the day came, they opened up the vulnerability, and that has created a leakage. So these are some of the history cases which shows that one has to be very careful in terms of using some kind of a free softwares or reusable softwares. And in line to creating your own source code. So when you have your own source code, you can have your better security standards. So learning more about the reuse of software, important thing to remember is that it's not necessary to achieve intended benefit every time we reuse software. To understand applicability and dependency of reuse also comes with its own cost. So few cases are listed out in the table. So that is what we had already seen it. So factors to be considered for software reuse is the development schedule for the software. If the software has to be developed quickly, you should try to reuse off the shelf system rather than individual component. So these are some large grain reusable assets. Although the fit to requirement may be imperfect, but this approach minimizes the amount of development required. Okay, so the expected software lifetime, if you are developing a long lifetime system, you should focus on the maintainability of the system. You should not just think about immediate benefits of the reuse, but also look for long-term implications. Over this lifetime, you will be able to adapt the system to new requirement, which will mean making changes to the parts of the system. If you do not have access to the source code, you may prefer to avoid off-the-shelf components and systems from external suppliers. So suppliers may not be able to continue support for the reuse software. This is very, very important. Now, another part of your highlighted point is that the background, skills, and experience of the development team. Now, all reuse technologies are fairly complex, and you need to quite a lot amount of time to understand and use them effectively. Therefore, if the development team has skills in a particular area, this is probably where you should focus. Let's understand the criticality of the software and its non-functional requirement. Now, for critical systems that has to be certified by the external regulator, you may have to create a dependability case for the system. Now, which is discussed in the next chapters, probably chapter 15 in another book. So this is difficult if you don't have an access to the source code of the software. And if your software has a stringent performance requirement, it may be impossible to use strategies such as generator-based reuse, where you generate a code from a reusable domain-specific representation of system. So these systems often generate relatively inefficient code. So when you are trying to use the generating the code, when you say inefficient, because you need to understand the generation code system, it works on a different pattern. And it works on different inputs, and it has got a certain set of criteria. So if you really understand, you may generate a good quality of an outcome, or you may have some kind of a risky situation. So So accordingly, the application domain, in some application domains such as manufacturing and medical information, there are several generic products that may be reused by configuring them to local situation. So if you are working in such domain, you may have to consider these as an option also. Let us understand the faults in the software reuse. Although it seems logical that software reuse would decrease software cost, that's very true, but it and increase the quality, but such expectations are not always met. It may exist sometimes true, it may not exist. So one reason for this shortfall is the introduction of faults during the software reuse process. Despite the type of software reuse, these faults are generally manifested in the following ways. How interface the conflict? So interfacing reusable software to a new software system is a majority of the effort in software reuse. So interfaces not only include other software but also include hardware, humans, plant systems and the environment. So these conflicts can create some kind of a contradiction, or that may create in some kind of a quality of the product. So a full understanding of the interface is important in software reuses. Reuse software assumes that its interfacing components provide a particular type of information in a specified amount and a pattern. So that information or its protocol is different from what the reuse software expects. A software failure may occur. Vice versa, the reuse software provides the interfacing components with the information in a particular format. So the outcome is not very well true, but it is in a certain specific format. And that particular format and the pattern, you have to match it with the business needs. If that is meeting a business need, and if you are able to store that outcome of the software in a separate library, you can very well write a new code and try to convert that particular specific amount and its pattern into your desired amount and a pattern. This is another benefit you can withdraw from that. So if there are differences between the expected information or format and the delivered information or a format, a software failure may occur. So there are two main reasons for the introduction of interface related errors during the software reuse. First, programmers try to force the application requirements to fit a structure for which they know solution, even if the solution fails to satisfy the part of the original specification. And second, the programmer is unfamiliar with the interface of other components. Now, to avoid the introduction of interface related errors, the developers should first identify the application requirements and compare the capabilities, formats, etc. of the candidate's reusable software against those requirements. So again, it's a kind of a if and but analysis, that how do you understand the software system? If you are able to really understand the flow, the process, and if you test that particular reusable software in different environments and different conditions with different input parameters and try to see the outcome, try to see the generate the outcome, and try to see the quality of the data, or it's something called as a reliability of the data. I think a good developer and a coder can very well understand and can protect such things and can enhance that particular reusable software into a more quality based for writing a small code and making sure that it is more robust platform, protected within your environment, and it fits your business requirement. But try to keep it secret. How you have done it, please do not expose. Because when you do by certain changes, do not expose. Because that's where the secret of the software lies. If you reveal the secret, you are basically making it more exposed to the threat and making it more vulnerable. Why? Because the code written by you may not be so strong, but it is perfect. But what is the strongness in means of strength and its security? You require a longer time. So that's what I would request. Try to maintain something called as a confidentiality, its integrity and availability. And it will be definitely make you more and better successful in terms of making use of such software with a lesser cost, better quality to your management. And the management is happy. They will be happy, not because you have done a software at lower cost. They will be happy. They are able to run the business at a shortest time and with a minimal investment. And they'll be more happy when they learn from the market that such things are available at 10 times the cost. And when they know the 10 times cost, they should keep quiet. They should not say that I have done it in the lesser cost. That's also another secret. They should say, yes, I had spent not 10 times, I had spent 100 times. So you have to keep some kind of a secret keys at a business level as well as at the software levels. And that is going to really protect the organization. The main purpose is, how do you protect the organization? How do you reduce the vulnerability? How do you gain, reduce the cost of liabilities? And also further, you increase your profits. So this way, you will be able to understand that any differences should be noted and evaluated to see if the reusable software can be modified sufficiently to fit all the requirements. You can fit it. Not only should the software related requirements be analyzed, but also those related to the computer hardware, plan the system and the operator. So if the reusable software is not sufficiently documented or it is difficult to understand, it may be better to develop the solution from the beginning instead of attempting the reuse. So this is another good practice, is that once you understand the reusable software, and if you find it is difficult to maintain and the maintenance cost is high, you are in the position to understand its flow, its mechanism, its process, and you know what is an input raw material and what is an outcome is happening. You will be in the position to design the same piece of the software with a different design. So once a reusable software module is placed in the software system, integration testing of the entire system, fully assembled software system, is required. So incomplete understanding of capabilities, let us understand the incomplete understanding of capabilities and limitations. What is the understanding? The understanding the capabilities and limitations of the reusable component is a fundamental practice in all engineering disciplines. And this really gives a new learning. So how it provides you? So let's say consider a computer hardware engineering and its use of integrated circuits. So basically, engineers assemble various ICs together. And now here we are speaking about the hardware component, to build the hardware for a computer. Now the engineers understand the capability and limitations of each IC, because that information is provided in the data sheet. True. But is such data sheet do you have in terms of software coding? That's a big question. Big challenge. So data sheet describe the interface, the pins, the basic functioning the chip provides. Now how to assess those functions, timing requirements, temperature limitations and power limitations in contrast to the IC's reuse. So there is a little information provided on the capabilities, limitations and the interventions of software. So in situations where a programmer reuses previously developed software, he or she may know about its functionality but not fully appreciate its limitation, impact and interface. So don't you see these are the real challenges? I think yes. So in situations involving cut software, which is off the shelf software, so often the information gathered from promotional literature which scarcely covers the interface and limitation issues. So let's assume the quality transfer. So simply having operational experience with no previous problems does not automatically imply that reused software will have no problems in its new application, unless the software is being reused exactly as it was in the previous application. Now additional reviews and tests should have been performed to complete its qualification. So previous tests and operational experience can only clear software errors for the operational and the test profile of its previous application. But if the new application uses the software in a different fashion, so any original errors that have not been discovered by test or operation is test or it may arise. So modification to be reused software is another reason for testing. So for many reused situation, it is necessary to modify the component in order for it to meet the design specifications. So now you understand from a quality point of view, when you assume the quality transfer, so this is especially true with the traditional software reuse and a software maintenance. So once software has been modified, it is necessary to revalidate the software to ensure that it meets the new requirements. So this requires another layer of skills in terms of testing this thing, the new requirements with the different criteria. So while you previously test an operational experience should not be used alone to verify the quality of the reused software, it does not mean the previous testing and operational service is discounted. You may have to test it in another criteria, another solutions or another platforms or another environment, so that you know that this is not going to fail. If it fails, it will help you to recorrect. And when you recorrect, you make it more robust. So from quality terms, it merely suggests that one should consider the type of testing and operational experience and how it applies to the new application. So the presence of previous testing and operational experience should decrease the amount of testing and review needed for the reusable component. So let us understand how is the checklist for the software reuses. So when you want to do a checklist, like as mentioned earlier, fault manifests themselves in reuse activities despite the type of reuse. So the purpose of checklist is to provide help in practical software reuse activities. Using the checklist does not guarantee the absence of reusable faults, and the checklist is not inclusive. Rather, the checklist is a compilation of a best practice from a literature and lessons learned, which may need a periodic update to take into account new findings. So when you identify new findings, that new findings, you need to rework on the subject in the way that these new findings are taken care and it gives a desired output. So when such things are repeated over a life cycle, your software reuse will definitely start giving better results. So further checklist, it should support the idea of software data by addressing the type of information that should be included in the sheet. The checklist may be generic or may be a real in nature, but may be applied with some modification to the various types of software reuse. So let us talk more of the situation of a COTS system, which is commercial off the shelf system. So what is this commercial off the shelf system product is? Now this is a software update that is adapted to the needs of different customers without changing the source code of the system. So source code remains intact without changing. How do you ensure that the COTS products are reused? So virtually all desktop software and a wide variety of server products are COTS software, because this software is designed for a general use. It usually includes many features and functions. It therefore has a potential to be reused in a different environment and as a part of a different applications. Now there are examples like Torchio and Mauricio 2004. They discovered also open source products are often used as a COTS product. How? Now when the open source systems were used without the change and without looking at the source code, the COTS products are adopted by using built-in configuration mechanism that allow the functionality of the system to be tailored to the specific customer needs. And this is already we discussed in some previous examples where I had given you something. A configuration window is provided, and that configuration windows, by doing a selection and deselection, it generates a different level of algorithm and it starts giving a different output, or it tries to match that particular configuration to the external systems which are interfaced, I mean like the hardware system which are coupled. So that point of a coupled systems, or they are integrated together, they try to match each other, they handshake each other. When they handshake each other the correct data, the data output becomes a good or correct value of data as an input to the software, and when it gets a correct input, it is going to bound to produce the correct output. So and then when it gives the output, it is applied to the different applications in the industry. For example, in a hospital management system, record management systems, separate input forms and output reports might be defined for a different type of a patient. So other configuration features may allow the system to accept the plugins that extend functionality or check user inputs to ensure that they are valid. So these are something that they are very specific and they are tailored to the functionality depending upon the configuration checklist. So this approach to software reuse has been very widely adopted by the large companies over the last several years, as it offers significant benefits over customized software development. So as with other types of reuse, more rapid development of reliable system may be possible. It is possible to see what functionality is provided by the application, and so it is easier to judge whether or not they are likely to be suitable. So other companies may already use the application, so experience of the system is available. So now you had seen the various areas of how the commercial off the shelf software at a lesser cost can run some business applications. So some development risks are avoided by using existing software. However, this approach has its own risk. Businesses can focus on their core activity without having to devote a lot of resources to IT system development. So as an operating platforms evolve, technology updates may be simplified, as these are the responsibility of the COTS products vendor rather than the customer. So only the updates are important as the operating platform keeps on evolving. They have to just get the update and make sure that the COTS products are functional. So of course, this approach to software engineering has its own problems. So what are the problems? So let's say a requirement usually have to be adapted to reflect the functionality and mode of operation of the COTS product. This can lead to disruptive changes to existing business process, which is obviously right. So one has to really understand and see that whether that design condition are really making use of the business application. If they are disruptive, don't adopt it. So that's where you come, you try to do a proof of concept within your environment and see that it is workable. Try to use the software for 1 month to 3 months. If it is workable, make a long-term planning and incorporate such programs within your system. So such off-the-shelf products may be used on assumptions that are practically impossible to change. The customer must therefore adapt their business to reflect their assumptions. Yes, here you may have to need your manual process, which is your inside business culture. You may have to change because of such off-the-shelf product. But you need to re-engineer yourself to see that such small change in process is going to increase your business process, not to reduce it. Then it makes the right quality of a decision. So choosing the right COTS system for an enterprise can be a difficult process, especially as many COTS products are not well documented. So making the wrong choice could be a disastrous, as it may be impossible to make a new system work as required. So there may be a lack of a local expertise to support the system development. Consequently, the customer has to rely on the vendor and the external consultants for the development advice. Now this advice may be biased and be geared to selling the products and services rather than meeting the real needs of the customers. So this is widely happening across the market, and many a times the customer gets into the lock state. Now what is that lock state? Now here, when they take COTS product and they end up in installing that COTS product because their employee churn out is faster, or such companies do not want to keep the dependency of a technical person. So they would like to be an independent, and in such cases they try to use a COTS system, which is commercial off the shelf system, and when they install they keep on running. So they get into habituated, and when they try to adopt the next process to customize it, they do not get it from the same vendor, they go to the another vendor. The another vendor tries to sell his system, it gets a second set of easy documentation done and an easy process. But here he another enters into the deadlock system. Now what happens, he has got one IT engineer who understood the part one of the system, he left the organization. Now that is being outsourced to the vendor on annual maintenance contract. Now he is maintaining as per his own will. Now the second automation comes, which is the second area of the production system, that also gets another vendor. Now both are developing different level of database. When both are developing different level of database, suddenly the government changes some regulatory norms, and the company would like to integrate both databases, but he ends up doing not possible. So these are sometimes the deadlock comes when you end up in having the multiple vendors across the company. So you want us to have a really quality based decision that when you try to onboard the vendor, he should have the flexibility to meet your business requirements. Try to sign the agreements, try to sign the non-disclosures, try to sign the MOAs in such a way that all the copy of source code, all the copy of the actual software, they are going to reside in your environment. They are going to reside, and not only reside, try to make sure that if you are giving him the business, try to give some kind of a security deposit. So tomorrow, if that deadlock comes, you can always take benefit, or you can take use or a benefit of such security deposit. Challenge such person that, okay, please do adopt flexibility in terms of adopting new standards. So this way you may have a good business workflow, but again it depends upon area to area. So choosing a right system for the enterprise can be a difficult process, especially as many COTS products are not well documented. So making the wrong choice may be disastrous. That's what we already discussed. So there may be a lack of local expert to support system. Consequently, customer has to rely on the vendor and external consultants for the development advice. So this advice may be biased and geared to selling products and services rather than meeting the actual needs of the customer. So these are the real facts of the industry. The COTS products, vendor control system support and evolution. They may go out of business, be taken over, or may make changes that cause difficulties for the customers. So software reuse based on COTS has become an increasingly common, and also it is going to increase the risk. So one of the risks which manages here which has become more common in the security world is that when your systems are taken care of by the vendors who are supplied the core software, they do the maintenance, and when they do the maintenance, that particular access which is given as and from the outside is prone for vulnerabilities because their systems are not designed for managing the security standards. Their systems are just being kept to connect to your systems, maintain, manage and leave it. But during that time, if the attackers learns the path availability, he can come through that path, come inside your system, and can definitely risk can be increased. There will be more threats, more data leakage, and more malicious things coming inside. So software reuse based on cords has become increasingly common. So most majority of the new business information processing systems are really now becoming difficult day by day, which are built on cords rather than using an object-oriented approach. So there are two types of cost products we use, namely COTS solution-based and COTS integrated system-based. COTS solution-based consists of a generic application from a single vendor that is configured to customer requirements. COTS integrated systems, they involve integrating two or more COTS systems, perhaps from different vendors, to create an application system. So you have to refer this one of the table in terms of a COTS system. How do you understand a solution system versus an integrated system? If you see, this is a left side a solution system and integrated system. What are the things? A single product that provides functionality of required by the customer. Whereas in integrated, several heterogeneous system products are integrated to provide customized functionality. Now here, this is based on generic solution and standardized process, but in integrated, you get flexible solution developed by custom process. In cost-based, development focus is on system configuration, whereas in integrated, development focus is on system integration. In cost solution system vendor is responsible for the maintenance. Here the system owner is responsible for the maintenance. Here system vendor provides the platform for the system. Here system owner provides the platform. System owner provides the platform for the system. So the responsibility is driven in a different manner. But again, when you are having cost solution and this is for the medium sized business, whereas integrated solution is definitely possible only by the large organizations because they have the risk absorption capacity in a much better level in comparison to the middle level organization. So that way it's a lot of advantages and disadvantages which is spoken across the industry. Let us summarize the topic on these subjects. So like recycle and reuse is widely adopted for saving the environment. In software field, the reuse is given much importance these days. Objective is to avoid putting efforts on what was done already before. While there are several elements of software reuse, like components reuse, object and function, reuse, etc., depending on need, it can be adapted while preparing a new software design. Now, while software reuse has its own advantages, it also has its own disadvantages or issues, which are listed out in this chapter. So this chapter calls out specific checklists to be referred in case of a software reuse. Commercial off-the-shelf is another such example where a software or a product is developed, which is generic in nature, however can be used in different environment with the different applications. While COTS are fast and easier to use, it also has its own disadvantages and it will worth to review before put in use. So I hope you must have come across a better understanding based on the COTS software and its applications. So thank you very much. Let's look for another chapter and understand better about software engineering skills. Thank you.